Yo, 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 this is La Capitron from the Dallas Renegades. You'll listen to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. Hit that. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year two, episode two. I'm your host, Cobe Squiz, and today I'm joined by Mr. Shitless Last Year, a.k.a. Bottom Feeder, a.k.a. Last Place himself, your boy, my boy, Pat. What up, dude?
What's up, buddy? Pleasure to be here, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Of course, of course. I need to have some good-looking people on, just because I look really good on radio. I need someone.
I appreciate it.
Of course, of course. Pat, I don't know about you, man, but there just seemed like a huge injury bug that happened out of nowhere. Top players going down left and right, like it was going out of style. What's your thoughts?
I can't even keep up with it anymore, man. Unfortunately, in this 14-man league, there's nothing on that waiver. I'm too cheap to go out and spend 300 fab on one player.
Yep. Yes. Some of us aren't scared of that. I'm not one of those people either, so I feel you. Well, let's keep this rolling. All right, well, since we're a league-friendly pod, let's get right into everyone's favorite team, okay? Well, first up, we got D-Ball's Saints. They had no Michael Thomas on Monday Night Football, and it showed against the Raiders. Old man Breeze didn't look great. I don't know about you, man, but I think time could finally be catching up to Breeze.
Oh, yeah. I actually have him in one of my other league, and I benched him. I do not like what I'm seeing from him, man.
Looking rough.
Bird Steelers, man. They squeezed up a tight one again. That's the Broncos by five. Look like Big Ben, maybe he has a full comeback in him.
Yeah, I think he hasn't looked fully himself, but he's also old and missed a little bit of time. Talking about getting slapped in the face by a deaf girl, Dips Packers slapped that ass and beat up on the Lions 42-21. Easy ass win. I think Rodgers is back.
Oh, it's looking pretty well for him, man. Hopefully Devontae Adams could start stepping it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Would be nice if he could stay healthy for the full season, you know.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, Lewis is cold, straight dominated the Vikings behind rookie running back Jonathan Taylor. Pretty impressive, man.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor is looking hella nice. Probably the only bright spot on JT's entire team. JC's Giants, let's take a moment of silence. Okay, RIP Barkley. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I think everyone's kind of emotional about this. Barkley goes down, D quits the league. You were too young, man. You'll never be forgotten.
Yeah, what a sad moment, man. What a sad moment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just move right on to your shitty Eagles, man. I mean, yeah. Well, what do you got to say about that? You know, that was pretty embarrassing about falling 0-2. To the Rams?
Yep. They're absolutely in shambles, man. Defenses look like trash. I think last year I always said whoever has a tight end playing against the Cardinals, you start them. Whoever has a tight end against the Eagles, you start them. I want to say Higbee had like three touchdowns. Pretty damn good. Carson Wentz just looks inconsistent. I had him in another league personally. I dropped his ass. Love him to death, man. But not the same.
So what? Like, you're not a believer in Carson Wentz anymore?
I am as a human being, and someone that loves Jesus. But as my fantasy quarterback, absolutely not. I think he'll turn around, but man, it's been rough. And losing Jalen Reagor now too, just fans to the flame, man. But just to keep moving on, we'll talk about your Cowboys and many other people's Cowboys. This past Sunday, game out of reach. I guess Mick prayed to God that he would give up feet for just one more Cowboys win. Then the miracle happened, but we'll have to see if he can withstand from toe porn. I'm going to say doubtful, and so I'm sure the Cowboys will go right back to their shitty ways.
Oof, yeah. I'm sure glad that we got that 1-1, man, because them Seahawks are looking, they're looking good, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little afraid that we're going to go 1-2, but at least, you know, the rest of the division is going to be 0-3, and then, you know,
The Washington football team won't be.
Yeah. I'm still trying to learn that.
No worries. All right, Pat, let's keep this moving. Let's talk about last week.
Dip versus Cody. Game of the week. Cody getting the win by 0.58.
Yes, sir. That was a, needless to say, everyone's buttholes were a little quenched for that, and I'm sure everybody was hoping for the point correction, but we'll see. Hopefully, there won't be any. Next up, we had JC versus Luis. Luis or JC's team showed up by putting up a solid 152, but Luis stuck it to his former boss by putting up 188 and putting JC at 0-2.
Yeah, I mean, at least JC's team can still put up points, you know. Next up, we have Noah versus Vic. Vic's team looks to be cursed, injury after injury. Vic's team going down to Noah by 14 points.
Yeah, amen to that. Yikes. But, you know, Vic's been down before, and he's got back up. But, man, his team's getting depleted. Next up, we got Keet versus Mick in the Battle of the Man Boobs. Mick's team looked promising, but... just like Mick, his team went back to that dresser hole for a quickie, and yep, you guessed it, just came up short.
Oof. Unfortunately. Next up, we have JT versus Bert. JT's team looks hella rough after a night in the sheets of Bert. Just like Bert, with strong black people, he got his nuts off and quickly apologized.
Man, that's sad but true. You know, he is with strong black people. D-Balls and Pat, man, you went to your former ways in giving people wins by barely even scoring 100 points and giving D-Balls that easy-ass win.
Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing, man. He didn't even accept my early GG when I called it very early on, but you know, he shut me up real quick. Now that we're talking about, you know, not scoring 100 points, Dre versus D, this probably be why D is quitting, but with neither breaking the 100 point mark, D was totally lost, and of course, what a loss to Barkley. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, he definitely lost his shit, and possibly now is Batmaning from this league. RIP.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Loba Dope Lounge. It's your boy Loba Dope. Make sure you guys go check out my stream, twitch.tv/LobaDope. Truffle shuffle dances, all kinds of weird shit. It's amazing. Go check it out. All right, guys. The Ultra this week, we're going to go with the top player of the week, Aaron Jones. Can't stand him. Hope he eats a whole bunch of cheeseburgers and turns out to be Eddie Lacy. I just don't like the Packers in general. Rodgers, he's a bitch. But you can't deny that Aaron Jones is just playing out of his mind right now. The dude is a beast. They don't even need Davante Adams. They don't even need a second wide receiver. They don't even need Rodgers in there. Just give the ball to this guy. He's putting up 45 points, making it look like it's nothing. Really wish I would have drafted him. But yet, I still hate anything to do with the Packers. So, yeah, he's just a monster. All right, moving on to coach, the worst coach of the week. I'm going to have to say Dippy. I love you. I always give you shit all the time. You need to find a new tight end, bro. Drew Brees, he's getting old. It's catching up to him. He looked like dog shit the other day. Like dog shit against the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders aren't bad, but ooh. If you don't have Michael Thomas in there, you can't throw the ball to anybody else. Like, ooh, yikes. It's going to give it to Kamara every time? Anyways, yeah, you probably could have found a tight end on the waiver wire, to be real. And you would have won because he only had, like, what, 9 points? And then the fact of the week, why the hell is Dalvin Cook on the trading block? Why is he on the trading block? Collusion? Luis, what are you doing? You have a solid-ass team. Why is he on the block? The Vikings will be just fine. This is a rough patch. You know, Kirk Cousins looked like shit in the beginning of last year, and then he pulled it together. I think it'll be just okay. I really don't understand this move, but yeah, weird. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Like I said, twitch.tv/lobodope. Come show some support. I just hit affiliate status. Hit that subscribe button. Get yourself a dance and just have a good time. I love you guys. Peace.
Noise. All right, next up, we're going to talk about all kinds of trades from in the NFL, in the league, and in our league trade block in Trade Galore. That's right. Let's talk about that trade. All right, Mick and D, which D comes out of nowhere and makes a trade for the first time in like 4 years. D loses Saquon, RIP, and then loses Godwin just a few more hours later. Mick sends Frank Gore, Todd Gurley, and Tyler Boyd for Chris Godwin and James Robinson. A lot of people think this is pretty lopsided. I'm also on that lopsided. But, you know, D was hoping to make a move, and I was hoping he'd stay in the league, but it is what it is. Pat, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I already said in the group chat that I did veto it. I don't know. I don't like the trade, but I feel like D is giving up a lot for something that hasn't really been proving to be much so far.
Yeah, I'm with you. It just didn't make a lot of sense because Chris Godwin's better than Tyler Boyd, and then James Patterson's or James Robinson's better than Todd Gurley and Frank Gore combined, but it is what it is. It's already through.
I mean, time will tell, you know. Yeah. Time will always tell. That's the beautiful thing about fantasy.
Yeah, that's so true. Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top five most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips. All right, that's right. Next up, we got some waiver wire pickups. Pat, what we got?
Oh, boy, man. Someone really made it rain this week. Mm. So we got JT. Man, he went crazy at the strip club this week, spending hella money on Mike Davis, $301, man. I guess he bought into the whole idea that Mick was going to spend $300. So, you know, JT went in close with that $301.
Yeah, I mean, Mick did go 250 because that's all he had. But, man, I think I went 100 and something because I have CMC, but I can't spend that much money for Mike Davis. Hell no. Nah. All right, next up, we got Vic spending $130 on Dion Lewis, ? Fulton might not even be the starter. Maybe he knows something we don't know. Because they just signed Devontae Freeman, but who knows?
Yeah, man. I don't know. Vic always seems to have some special sources, you know, so I've stopped questioning all of his special knowledge a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Next up, we got Dre adding another NFC East tight end to his team. He just had to go get that tight, that Cowboy tight end, Dalton Schultz. Am I saying that correctly?
He's a Cowboy player. You should be able to know how to say it. It's Dalton Schultz.
Dalton Schultz? Well, he went and spent a big chunk of money, $82, man. Yeah. He knew Dan Wilson was going to overpay for a Cowboy player.
Yeah.
Glad it wasn't me.
Yeah, someone was going to do it. It was bound to happen. Vic wasn't done spending that money when he went after another person, spending $54 on Adam Humphries. What's up with that? Just a reminder that Vic hasn't used that $100+ tight end he got last week, Dan Arnold. Typical white guy's name. Classic Vic.
Yeah, man. Last up here, we got Mick. Of course, he didn't want to be left out of the race, so he had to go spend that last few pocket change he had left in his wallet, $50, for a new quarterback, a primetime quarterback that almost showed up Pat Mahomes. That's just true. Because the doctors were messing around with Taylor. Messed up, man.
Yeah, they tried to take Taylor out, man. That report was crazy. Yeah. Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch. Oh. Ow. Ow.
Ooh, that sounds like it hurts. All right. Man, this is probably our most busiest IR week, hopefully.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ooh. But this is all our IRs that just happened for, I guess, relevant players. Nick Bosa on the San Francisco Niners, RIP, he gone. Barkley, he gone. Sutton, he gone. Paris Campbell, yeah, he gone too.
Oh, dang. It really makes me sad to see all these young players just out for the season. All that work, man, all that work. All right, out for a few weeks, we got your boy, your champ, CMC. He's out for 4 to 6 weeks, probably. You got a little comment about that, man?
Man, too soon. This is my, I guess, third year of having him, second year of keeping him, and he hasn't missed a game. So, it was bound to happen. It's a bummer.
Yeah. At least you got that 2-0 start, you know.
Yeah.
Next up, Drew Luck also out for a few weeks. Jimmy G again, man. I feel like we've seen him on this list a few times by now. And last we have Raheem Mostert. Yeah.
Yep, Mostert. Yeah, he's a most not start. Ha,
yeah,
boom! Yeah, nailed it. Dad joke. All right, we got. also some injuries, and we're going to add Tyrod Taylor to that. He's probably out a few weeks too with that lung injury from the team doctor. Super casual. But we got some possible outs or people to look upon. We got Davante Adams. He had a hamstring, but more than likely a play. Also, Julio Jones, kind of in the same situation. And then Will Fuller. We got all these wide receivers with some bad hammies.
Do you often fantasize about getting some of your body's sloppy seconds? Then I know who might be of help to explain how that is done. Do not hesitate to call Andre or Trevor at 817-SLOPPY-LOBBY and get one of the experts on the line. They should be able to guide you through the master techniques it takes to win over one of your body's leftovers. Call now and get right on track.
Fuck it right in a pussy.
We're going to take a look at all 14 teams in the power rankings from the top of the list to the
L7 Weenie,
aka the bottom feeders. All right, y'all, let's talk about the power rankings. We're talking about the best, the worst, and everything in between. We're going to talk about them bottom feeders. All right, first up, We got Mr. Twitch himself, a.k.a. Last Place, Lobodope. Well, maybe you get some followers on your Twitch and they help you out with some fantasy advice. We got Quitter himself. I mean, Darius up in 13th. Too soon. I apologize. JT at the bottom as well. We got JC and then Vic being the bottom five. And then everything in between. We got Dre, which I'm surprised Dre's kind of in this position with. He just hasn't scored a lot of points. He kind of lucked out that last win last week. And then Keaton and Dip in 8th and 7th.
Yeah, and, you know, if it was all said and done in playoffs for today, then yours truly right here would actually make it in at number 6. Next up, we got that's D-Balls. Then we have Noah at 4th place. Then we, oh, holy shit, all the way up here until 3. We got Berto with 2-0. We got Luis, 2-0. And, my God, here you are again. Here we go. Yeah. Cody, you, again.
Yeah. I also have one of the highest scoring against me, just throwing that out there. But,
Yeah, true.
Yeah, Bert and Luis, I said it at the very beginning of the year. You guys had solid teams, and it's showing up. All right, we're going to keep it moving. Next up, we got the high versus low point of the week. Congrats to High Point. Congrats to Luis freaking Johnson, a.k.a. the pasty one, scoring 188 points against that former boss of yours. Come on.
Damn, congrats, man. Low points of the week. D with 97 points and taking home that fat L.
Yes, sir. And let's a recap of this year's total winners. It's 2, so this should be short and sweet. We got everyone at 0 except Luis and myself at $25. Yes, sir. Cha-ching. Luis. Which brings us into Birdo's Trashing of the Week. Product disclaimer. Birdo is not reliable for any counseling you may need after he rips you a new asshole. If you don't want to be on Birdo's Trashing of the Week, please step your damn game up, you freaking faggot.
Well, look who it is. Lowest point of the week. Your boy, D. That's right, guys. The same guy that's leaving the league in the middle of the fucking season. And not only is he going to leave, but he's going to leave on a note like this, with the lowest point total. Fucking embarrassing. Where's the fucking pride at, D? Huh? Where's your fucking dick at, man? Oh, I know where it's at. That little fucking tootsie roll is tucked in between those little fragile ass legs of yours. And running off. But I don't want you to run too hard because I don't want you to break your fucking legs like your boy Saquon over there. That you're having a fucking panic attack and fucking crying about. Fucking embarrassing. Acting like this man fucking, you've been with this man for fucking years and he left your fucking family. Motherfucker, this is fantasy, okay? He was a fucking player. Alright? And then you go off and make a fucking terrible fucking trade. Dog shit trade. With, of all people, fucking Mick. Did you even try to fucking look around the market? You took a trade from Mick. And a sorry ass trade at that. This is fucking embarrassing, D. Gonna leave the fucking league in the middle of the season. And not only are you gonna leave the league, you're gonna leave your only brother in the league. That's right, you're leaving JT alone as the only black guy in the league. Huh? I thought Black Lives Mattered, D. I thought Black Lives Mattered. Y'all gotta stick together. Just like that one fucking drunk motherfucker whenever we were out in the middle of the fucking street and one of your boys was getting hit on, man. He was getting beat. And the Chinese guy was like, hey, You gonna help your boy out, man? And what'd you do, D? Same thing you're doing now. You left him. You left that man get his ass whooped. And now you're gonna let JT get his ass whooped by the whole fucking league. This is fucking embarrassing. And don't think I fucking forgot that you took my girl, man. Without my permission. But I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide. Got a cute baby. I'll let it slide.
You suck ass.
Why this watch? This watch is a testament to dreams turning to gold. This watch is not like the others, but of the rarest of breeds. A watch that will ensure your lineup is ready when you need it most. Taking you from zero to fantasy football hero and the crowning of a champion. It doesn't just tell time. It tells BP time. Set to always run 3 hours behind schedule. It will ensure you're on time so that you may never let the waivers slip through your fingers. Just ask prior champion Darius Nicholson what he thinks. Man, BP time changed my life. My white friends love to be on time to events, but that's because they don't have anything better to do. Me, I got a baby to feed and weed to smoke. Or Jeremy Tolliver, another one-time champion. Hi, I'm Jeremy Tolliver. And I used to be late to everything until I got with the times, the BP times. Now I'm on time for all the waiver wires. The only way I lose is through my terrible choices. That's right, BP time truly changes lives. Nobody likes it when you're late. So now you don't have to be. That's the BP promise. This advertisement is paid for by the late-ass organization of brothersforchange.com. Only 50% of the people interviewed are typically on time. The other 50% are still late as hell.
All right, let's get to what everyone wants to hear in our last segment called Who You Got, Baby? All right, first up, we got Dre and Dip in
Who Will Regress Faster? Dip's hairline or Dre's eye bags?
So Aaron Rodgers has been looking very good, but I don't think he's going to show up that well against New Orleans. And Josh Allen has just been looking fly as hell. So I'm going to go ahead and pick DP in this matchup.
I can respect that. I'm also just leaning towards Dustin as well. And I just think Austin Ekeler has a primo matchup against Carolina. I think Carolina's defense is probably the worst in the NFL. So I think Dre will put up some points, but I'm going to lean towards Dip as well. All right, next up we got Keith versus Cobes in the
KK OK Bowl.
I mean, Keenan Allen, I think his value just went up with that new quarterback stepping in, but I gotta go with Cody here, Lamar Jackson and Tyler Lockett. I mean, I think both of those are gonna have an amazing week.
Yeah, you know, I never choose myself, and I'm not gonna choose myself unless I play Victor. I'm gonna choose Keith for this. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is he's gonna be elite. I can almost guarantee that Keaton will he'll be a keeper for Keaton next year and the years to come. I truly believe he's going to be a top five back for the next four or five years. So if you want to make a trade offer to Keaton, so I don't have to play him this week, that'd be awesome. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We got D versus JT in the back of the standings bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope that Gurley is going to do well, but against that matchup against Chicago and just the matchups in general, for that reason, I got to go with JT. He has so great matchup, Chubb, Taylor, Washington, and Jets. It's going to be easy.
Yeah, I'm also kind of leaning over to JT's side. I know he currently is projected to lose, but Deshaun Watson against Pittsburgh is going to be a dang hard matchup. Gurley against Chicago, tough matchup, and David Johnson against Pittsburgh. It's a tough matchup, and JT has some primo matchups for himself. So I'm going to lean towards JT on this one. All right, we'll keep it moving. We got Burt versus JC in the dirty ass wet ass pussies bowl. Yeah,
man. I mean, I think Miles Sanders, he could have a very good game, but just JC's team has been putting up points, and Prescott against Seahawks, he's going to have a loss today. Hopefully, Michael Thomas is going to be back in. I'm going to go with my boy, JC.
I honestly don't think this one's going to be close. I don't see Michael Thomas coming back this week. I'd be very surprised if he did. I think the Saints would be smart to keep him healthy for the long run, but it is against the Packers, so I wouldn't, I guess, be surprised if he did play, which is pretty contradicting. But anyways, I'm going to lean towards Berto's team. I think Berto's team is absolutely elite. He definitely has some, I guess, tougher matchups. Matt Ryan versus Chicago and Jacobs against New England, but Miles Sanders against Cincinnati and Allen Robinson against Atlanta, man. Those are some primo matchups. All right, we got D-Balls and Mick in the I wish I had D-Ball's life and money and apartment and friends. Damn.
I got an ass whooping by D-Ball's last week, but I do think that Mick is going to win this one. I think Pat Mahomes against the Ravens is going to be a massive shootout. And his team is actually starting to look pretty good, man.
Yeah, Mick's team is definitely looking pretty. I know he's made a few trade offers to me and to you and probably a few other people. But I'm gonna go with D-Ball's team. I think Pat Mahomes against Baltimore is gonna, there's gonna be points had, but I don't know if they're gonna come from Patrick Mahomes. I think there's gonna have to get some on the running game, but it'd definitely be a shootout or plus pretty tough D. But I'm gonna go D-Balls on this one. I think the projections are pretty good, and unfortunately Mick will go 0-3, I think. All right, we got Noah versus Pat in the I look at myself in the mirror as I jack off bowl.
I mean, look at my team. You know, it's not the superstar team that I had last year, but maybe I can pull it through. No, I really don't think so. I think Noah here, he has surprisingly good team, and I think that fan guy from Denver, what a surprise, man. What a surprise.
Yeah, I'm also gonna unfortunately choose Noah on this one. Derrick Henry's going against Minnesota, which is, I want to say, giving up at least the top three most to running backs. If Julio Jones plays, Julio, I know he had a rough week last week, but if he plays, I think he'll make a bounce back. And I expect the Dallas and Seattle game to be pretty high scoring, so I think Amari Cooper will do well. Yeah, still not a fan of your running backs, but maybe they can prove me wrong. All right, last but not least, we got Vic and Luis in
the battle of the whitest Latino.
I really do think that the Vic team looks pretty good. Zeke, Juju, big fans. Kyler Murray, big fans. But I said it before we even started the season, Luis' team looks just dangerous all over. The whole team, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, you know, I never choose Victor's team, but I think Victor even said it, like, he's never been scared of a team. Just looking at Luis's team, I think it's absolutely stacked. You got Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson. If you don't know his new nickname he gave himself, it's Mr. Unlimited, which is pretty interesting. You'll look it up. It's good. Dalvin Cook, Aaron Jones, AJ Green, Metcalf has been a freaking boss. And then in his flex, he has Mike Evans. Like, just to compare, Vic has Adam Humphries in his flex. Enough said. Yeah, I think Luis by 30. Pat, I gotta say, man, absolutely enjoy doing this podcast. I know last year you were my first guest, so you helped set that tone of making this great. So, dude, again, thank you for bringing some beauty on this pod.
You're welcome, man, and thank you for having me, and truly appreciate you putting in all the time every freaking week. Like, we're sitting up here, it's getting close to 11, man, and you're doing this every week. I can barely stay awake.
Yep. Have a kid and you'll fully understand about being able to be up at weird hours of the time. 11 is nothing, especially for all our gamers in the league. But hey, we're going to do something new, kind of just off the cuff. And I'm going to try to do it every single week. But I want to put you on the spot. Give me your one bold prediction for this upcoming week.
Oh, just this upcoming week?
Just any bold prediction. How about that?
Okay, I'm going to give you... just because we kind of talked his team up so much, I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm going to be bold and say Lewis's team is going to go undefeated this season. And Aaron Jones is going to be RB1 when the season's over.
Shit. Okay. That is... Yeah. That's a hot take, bro. Well, it's not very hot, but it's...
Get out of here first, man.
I want to say Mick may have said something, or some, maybe he did. I don't even know. Someone said something last week. Yeah. I think it was Mick and his facts or something. But, man... I would probably agree with that. I think his team is hella solid and is scary as hell, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But again, dude, I appreciate it. And as always, boys, tune in, log in, subscribe. Just kidding. Follow my Twitch. I don't got one, but follow Mix. He needs some followers so he can make some money so his wife doesn't hate him.
Make them dollars, yo.
As always, boys, hit that shit.